This week's parasha, Parasha's Boy, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Daber no ba'ozne ha'am, v'yishalu ish me'esre'eyu, Klal Yisrael, the men should ask from their friends, v'yisha, and the women, me'esre'usa, from their friends, klei chesef u'klei zav. They should ask for kelim of chesef and zav. A little bit further, in Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk says, Uvnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe. Klal Yisrael did like the words of Moshe. Vayishalu mimitzrayim, and they borrowed, they asked from Mitzrayim, from the Mitzrayim, Klei Chesef, Klei Zohar, which we had before, Usmalois. Smalois are clothing. So where did the Smalois come in? The command was that they should ask for Klei Chesef, Klei Zohar. They asked, it says that they did like Moshe told them, and they also got smallies. And actually, in Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, when the Bnei Yisrael was forecasting to Moshe Rabbeinu what would happen in our parasha, what we're talking about now, the Pasuk says, V'sho'al ha'ishim mishchentum igor ha'zbeisuk le'chetzuk le'zav u'smallies. So we have the forecast that Klal Yisrael are going to ask for le'chetzuk le'zav u'smallies. That's the forecast. We have what they did. They actually did like Moshe said, and they took lechaz lechazav u'smalos. But the actual command says they suppose please borrow lechesef u'chazav. So question number one: what Hashem did not command them to take smalos? So why does it say that they did like Moshe said and they took smalos? Question number one. Question number two. What is this interesting lashon? V'yishalu ish me'es ve'eyu. The men should ask re'ehu is a lashon from a friend. What does it mean from a friend? Friends? The Mitzrayim were their friends? These were the people who kept Klal Yisrael in servitude for many, many years. Friends? V'ish me'es ve'usa. So the men should ask from the men and the women from the women. But the men from their friends? It seems very strange to call the Mitzrayim their friends. So the Goyim asks this question. He says, we know Shor Shenogach talks, it says Re'ehu is talking about Eli Yisrael, talking about Yisrael. The Lashon of a Re'ehu only refers to Yisrael. We don't call the Goyim Re'ehu. Re'ehu means Yisrael. We know that in the Megillas Esther, we have the mitzvah of Mishloach Monis, and it says, because you give Mishloach Monis, Ish L'Re'ehu, a man to his friend. And you have to give it to Yisrael. If someone has a friend, quote unquote, that's a goy, he's not getting to the mitzvah of Mishloach Monis. So why is the pasuk over here say Re'ehu? So the goy answers that Re'ehu is actually talking about over here Klal Yisrael. V'yishalu ish me'es Re'ehu means that the Klal Yisrael should be friends with each other first, that they should find favor in each other's eyes. If they find favor in each other's eyes, which means that the men, the Yidden, are nice to each other, and the women are nice to each other, and they find chen in each other because they have an achdus, then that chen can be brought over to the goyim, and the Klal Yisrael will have a chen in the eyes of the goyim, and the goyim will give them their stuff. The klechazav klechazav. So it actually has to start with an achdus in Klal Yisrael. They state in the goyim. I actually just saw a pshat in Re'ehu that it actually says, Rashi says that Re'ehu, when it says by Hill, that someone, I guess, a guy came and he wanted to know, you know, what? How could you sum up the whole Torah in one thing? Tell to me one thing. Don't do what you wouldn't want to be done to you. Don't do to your friends. Don't do to anyone. And Rashi over there says, Reach is also a lashon that we have with Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a lashon of Reach. Okay, and Rabbeinu Shalom is Kain Reach, our friend. And perhaps we can explain over here in the same vein as the going, but Reach not meaning Klal Yisrael, but the Rebbeinu Shel. V'yishelu ish me'eseyu. First, you have to go. You have to recognize that the Rebbeinu Shel is the master of the world, and I want to be his friend, and I want to have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel, and I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shel told me to. Not because I want the klechasim. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for one reason. I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shel commanded me. Perhaps we can explain like that. And why did the Rebbeinu Shalom tell them pashtus? Because Klal Yisrael was supposed to leave. He promised Avraham Avinu that they were going to leave with the Rechush Gadol. So if they can leave with the Rechush Gadol, so they had to take this stuff out. Not because they wanted to be rich, not because Klal Yisrael wanted that. The Rebbeinu Shalom asked, so we're going to do it. It says in Rashi, Rashi says that the order seems to be Klechasech Chazal Usmolis. It seems a little bit not to be going in any order. The general assumption would be that Zohar, gold, is the most valuable, then silver, and after that, clothing. That would be a normal assumption. Rashi says, Usmolis is last. Af hein hayu chashuvis lam min hakesef u min hazav. The smolos were more valuable than the kesef and the zav. In other words, he's explaining that klei kesef is the lowest, then comes klei zav, and then smolos. So it looks like we're going in ascending order. Klei kesef the lowest, the klei zav, and smolos. So Rashi Taka says the smolos was the most valuable. So the Sisei Chacham explains, why is it, Taka, that the smolos were the most valuable? He explains like this. They weren't inherently the most valuable. Gold was much more valuable. Even silver was more valuable than the clothing. But he explains that Klal Yisrael came to the Mitzrayim and said, we want to borrow it. They were borrowing it. Now, if you borrow gold and you borrow silver, they're going to pay back the gold and the silver. So the Mitzrayim are going to get back what they gave. They gave 10 ounces of gold. They're going to get back 10 ounces of gold. But when they borrowed the clothing, he said, the clothing they're not going to end up being able to get back. The clothing's going to get worn, it's not going to be good with it. And they're going to have to tailor it. And therefore, the smolos were more valuable to the Mitzrayim. Not inherent value. Go in order of what's going to be the hardest thing for the Mitzrayim to give up. You ask them for Klei Chasev, it's worth less than Zohav, give it up easier than the Zohav. Now you ask them for Zohav, it's harder than the Klei Chasev. The smallest are even harder, because that they weren't going to get back. Pashtus, we can explain that the Mitzriyim were Shlufei Zimahim. They did not apparently dress Tzniyistik. Klal Yisrael dressed Tzniyistik. So maybe for all the clothing that the Mitzrayim had, but Klal Yisrael had to take two pairs of the clothing and sew them together and wear it as one. So therefore they were messing up all their clothing, and if they messed up all their clothing, so they weren't going to get it back to Mitzrayim, and that's why it was harder for them to give up and it had more value. It says in the Maral that Klal Yisrael are doma to ish, and the other Umas HaOlam are doma to water. Now, ash is fire. If someone takes water and pours it on the fire, it goes out. So it doesn't seem like a good thing that Klal Yisrael is daimed to ash, fire. But the Umas HaOlam are daimed to water. So the water is going to come, pour on the fire, and burn it, and then blow and put out the fire. Doesn't seem very good. So now I'll explain Smaridik. He says that if you have a mechitza, a separation between the fire and the water, in other words, you take a pot and you put the water in the pot and you put the pot on top of the fire is going to burn out all the water. It will make the water dissipate and there will be no water left. In that case, the fire is stronger. Zok the Maral, if Klal Yisrael dressed the proper way, tzniyistik, they cover themselves up, they make a mechitza between themselves, then they are stronger than the Umas HaOlam. And then the fire that Klal Yisrael represents will be menatzeach and conquer the water. Interesting, Meryl. It says in the Chidot, machlokes achronim, of which bizui that Klal Yisrael actually made the eagle. Klal Yisrael got spoils, you call them spoils, the first time they borrowed it, but they got two types of rechush, two types of precious stuff from the Mitzrayim. When before they left, they asked for it, they borrowed it. And then, by Kriyas Yamsuf, when they drowned, Klal Yisrael got the Bizur Yam. So it's a machlokes in Achronim about which one, did they take the gold and silver that they got from Mitzrayim and they borrowed it, did they use that for the ego? Or did they use the stuff from the Yam? But the Chidot says that they made it from the Bizur Mitzrayim. So, the Chidot explains He said, "You want to know why Klal Yisrael did a chet with that bizim from Mitzrayim? Because they took something they shouldn't have." He says that they took smallies. The smallies was things that the clothing that the Mitzrayim they worshipped Avodah Zarah with, and they did not good things with these clothing. These clothing had tum in it, and because Klal Yisrael took the smallies when they weren't commanded, that's what the caused the eagle. Now it doesn't answer the kasha still really of. It says Asuk is about Moshe. They did like the words of Moshe, so that's a little bit sure. They shouldn't say they did like Moshe. You want to say a fact? They took smallies. Say a fact? They took smallies. But Asuk is about Moshe sounds like they did the right thing and they did exactly what they were told, which according to the Chidah doesn't seem such. The Chizkuni says that the reason why they took smallies was because they wanted it have fancy clothing for Kabbalah Sotera. They were doing it for a proper reason. They were going to Kabbalah Sotera. And they wanted to have clothing. The Truma Sadeshim says that the Rosh Hashanah did not command them. In fact, they did not command them. And they took smallies, like we said in the Chidah, they took smallies, they took clothing, and it wasn't a proper thing to do. So perhaps we could explain over here. Number one, like we said, the first part of Re'ehu, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Re'ehu, that Klal Yisrael had to realize what they were doing it for. Not for their own purposes. And perhaps taking the smallies was for their own purposes. And that's what caused them to do the chet, because they weren't supposed to do it. Ish me'es re'ehu. It says in the command. That's in the command passage, in the middle passage that we quoted. The command of what to do. It says, take me'ish me'es re'ehu, v'ish me'es re'usik, le'chat le'chazor. Period. No smallies. In other words, do it for one reason. Don't make cheshbonis. Don't take smallies because of this, because of that. Don't do it. Take what I'm telling you. Take klei chesed uklei zav. Perhaps that's why Klal Yisrael Taka did a chet with it. There's a maisa that clothing does have an effect on people, what they wear. One saw a story years ago with this. There were two guys. One guy was a smart guy, and one guy was not such a smart guy. And they decided they're going to rob a bank. So the smart guy tells the not smart guy, he says, "Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go together to the bank. It's the middle of the night. The middle of the day, it's closed. The bank is closed. I'm going to break in. I'm going to go and I'm going to crack the safe and get all the money. Meanwhile, you stand outside in a policeman's uniform. You'll come in a policeman's uniform and you'll stand outside. People will walk by this door, they'll see broken glass, they'll hear an alarm going off, and you'll say, "Oh, don't worry, we got it all under control." They're going to think you're the policeman. That yes, the alarm is on and the window is broken, but the police are there, so no one has to call the police, no one has to worry. And that's what they're going to do. Sounds pretty intelligent. The day comes and they break into the bank, and the guy standing, the not such smart fellow is standing outside, and he's wearing his policeman's uniform, and all of a sudden he sees this old lady, and she's crossing the street, and it says, "Don't walk." He runs over and starts yelling at her, "Don't you see? It says don't walk. I don't care how old you are. What are you doing?" And she says, "I can't hear you, sonny." He gets crazy. "I'm going to arrest you." And fine, he just lets her go. All of a sudden, this guy riding on a bike, and he's riding in the wrong lane. He's riding across traffic, and he starts yelling at him. And these things keep on happening. And finally, the guy inside, the smart guy, comes out of the bank. He's got two bags full of loot. And he starts running. And we says, "Come on, let's go." And this guy in the policeman's uniform says, "Stop! Thief!" And he runs after him and arrests him. What's the lesson? Clothing don't really make the man, but it has ashpa on him. Not always right away, but it does. I saw this in some sort of a school book of some sort. You know, it wasn't in a Jewish publication per se. It was a school book type of thing. You know, with interesting stories like that. And there's really something to it. What a person wears and how he wears it it doesn't, that you know, the person who's a good person or a bad person and he puts on something of the other sort doesn't make him into that. It's not like, oh, you have a tzaddik who puts on whatever it is, a clothing that you would say is a bum wears, doesn't mean that he's not a tzaddik right now. But it ultimately on some level starts to begin to have ashpara, like this policeman who after a while started to get into it and he became a little bit policeman and then he's arresting the guy and he forgot the whole point of what he was doing. So we have to watch out. The smullies can be something that's very good and something that's very bad, but the ikir is we have to follow the command of Hashem. We have to try to think, what does God want? Don't make cheshbonis. If God gives us a direct commandment, we have to follow it. The Torah tells us to do certain mitzvahs, we follow it and we don't ask questions. This week's parasha, we have the first tzivui command of a mitzvah. It says in the pasuk, Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk says, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodashim, rishen hu lochem lochatzei hashana." This is going to be Nisan, the first month, is going to be the head of all the months. Shchodesh Nisan and Klai Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. The question is, number one, is why does it say, it seems to be a little bit verbose, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, it's going to be the head of the Chodashim, Rishin Hu Lachem L'Chad She'eshan. It's the first month of the year. We got that. It's the Rosh Chodashim. Well, it seems to be a little bit, repeating itself. Why does it have to, stress it? Hatayez Gavriel says, there's two parts of being the head of what happened in Nisan. Number one, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number two, all of the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. He said, Chidush, the month of Chidush means Chidush. And he explains, Rishin hu lochem lochotche hashana, it's the first one, meaning that all Chidush comes from the month of Nisan. Anything new that happens in the entire year begins with the month of Nisan. Shach explains, the Shach HaTayr, Chal Yisrael Tayr be Yisrael Kulam Rishis. They're all Rishis. The beginning, he says that the whole world was created for the Chal Yisrael. It says in Vayikra Rabba, it says, quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kadesh Yisrael, Kadesh Yisrael Hashem Rishis Tvuasa. He says is that Klal Yisrael was the first Tzvuah for the Baruch Shalom came. He says is that Torah was created 2,000 years before the creation of the world. It says in the Chassan Sefer, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the famous Gemara, says when was the world created? Which month was Bris Olam? It's a machoikis if it was Nisan or Tishrei. The question is, how could you say it's Tishrei? The pasuk said, the first month we know is Nisan. So how could you say that? How could it, if it was the first month of Tishrei, say Tishrei? Zakhtar San Sefer. He said, until Yitzias Mitzrayim, the world was lacking in Emunas Hashem. There was a very, very shvach Emunas Hashem. Rabbi Avraham Avinu certainly tried to strengthen it, and he went around to people, and that's what his life's passion and mission was, to get people to know the Rabbi Nishalel. But it was shach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the world saw the Rabbi Nishalel. It was as apparent as day. There were some that chose to ignore what was apparent as day, like Amalek. But it was apparent as day what happened. And the Muna and the Rabbi Nishalel was great at that point. So he says, Elu ve'elu dirayli kimchayim. The world, the actual creation of the world happened in Tishrei. It's true. That is true. He says, but you want to know why Nisan is also called the beginning of the world, the beginning of the creation of the world? Because that's when the Emunah and the Rebbeinu Shalom was strengthened, and that's why it's also called the beginning. When Yitzias Mitzrayim occurred, and the world saw the great miracles that happened, and the Emunah of their Emunah and the Rebbeinu Shalom was strengthened, and it was throughout the world that the people recognizing the Rebbeinu Shalom, that makes it the beginning. So there's actually two beginnings. It's the beginning of the actual creation, and this is also called the beginning of the creation because this is when they realized the Rebbeinu Shalom was the world. It says in the Taz, very interesting. It says Tov Chavav Aleph. He says you're not allowed to go bench Kiddush Levana on Yom Tov the fourth of Matzah Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you go out as a jumtiv? Why can't you go do it? He says it's because when a person goes and is mekadosh the chodesh, he's like mekabel pnei hashchina. It's like he's mamish being mekabel in front of the shchina. He says this, to go to be mekabel pnei hashchina is all the way up there. You're leaving the tchum Shabbos. Now this is fast. This is a taz. This is not a mekubel sefer. He says it says you're mamish when you're benching kiddush levana. You're mamish being mekabel pnei hashchina and you're going all the way up there and it's leaving the tchum. Now, what the taz means? It's a good question, but take it for what it is. What I'm trying to take out of it is the importance of being mekadosh lechodesh. Your mamish being mekabel pnei shchina, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Chav Vav Chav Aleph, you should not be mekabel. You should not say kiddush levana under a roof. People don't realize sometimes they'll stand outside a shul. The shul has an overhang, and they'll stand under the overhang. Halacha l'maisa yoytze, but preferably not supposed to. Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to be up in the open square because again you'd be mekabel pnei hashchina. When you'd be mekabel pnei hashchina, you shouldn't have a separation between you and going up. You have an overhang. It's a separation. The Ben Moshe says, quotes Shmosh Rabba. He says is that Nisan was the month that Klai Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, and Nisan is the month when Klai Yisrael can be zeichet to the Geula Shleima. Fact the Ben Moshe, the other Rabba, he says, we say in Ani Mamin. We're supposed to say it every day, preferably. Ani Mamin b'Emuna Shleima b'Vias HaMashiach. B'Chol Yoyim HaChakaloi. I yearn for the Vias HaMashiach every day. How could I yearn for it every day? We just said it's only going to come in Nisan. So in Mechodesh Nisan, I could say B'Chol Yoyim HaChakaloi B'Chol Yoyim Shiyavai. Every day in the month of Nisan. But if it's not the month of Nisan, how could I hope it comes today? It's not coming today. It's coming in Nisan. So he says that he quotes the Agar Dekala, and he says that the first 12 days of Nisan, each one represents the entire month of the year. So each one represents. And he says all of the koyach of all the months of the year, everything that happens in the year, comes from Nisan. It comes from Nisan. It comes from the Chodesh. So the Ben Moshe says, when it says that it's going to come in the month of Nisan, doesn't mean that the Geula is for sure coming in the month of Nisan. It means it's coming through the Koyach of the month of Nisan. And that could happen any month of the year, any time of the year. And that's why every day I hope and I yearn for the Rebbeinu Shalom, for them, that he should send the Mashiach. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Klal Yisrael, they counted according to the moon. Because the moon is Moilach b'yayim uvalayla. He says, Oilam hazeh v'oilam haba. And the point is that even in the darkness, the moon gives off light in the darkness. What does that mean? That means even when we can't see the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom is here. And we have an emunah. So that's what the purpose. What's the importance of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? In the Mekabel Pnei HaShchina, what is this all about? So perhaps the reason is because when we say Kiddush Levana, the point of the Levana is supposed to remind us, number one, the Koyach of all, everything in the year we're saying is coming from Nisan. Why? Like we said, the Pshat, because that's when the world recognized the Rebbeinu Shalom. They had a moon in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Even when it's dark, where the Klai Yisrael represent the diamond to the Mainel according to the moon. Why? Because even when it's dark outside, and we in dark days, and we don't see the Rebbeinu Shalom, there are times the Rebbeinu Shalom was more nicker in the world. You could see the Rebbeinu Shalom, you could see the hand of the Rebbeinu Shalom. When the base of Mikdash was standing, there were Nisan that happened every day, the miracles were kept on coming. So it was more recognizable. If I lived in that generation, I'd have tremendous emunah. That's our avodah is that in the darkness, when it's hard to see the Rebbeinu Shalom, when we see, oh, I don't see the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's here, he's all over it. Have eyes of Rebbeinu Shalom, and you see every minute that Rebbeinu Shalom is here. That's the koyach of Nisan. And that's when we say Kiddush HaChodesh. Today was Rosh Chodesh, and some of you count a few days, you can start saying Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, to realize and recognize the mitzvah of being Mekadosh the Chodesh. It's not just to be a mitzvah of, oh, I'm going to just bless that the new month is coming, but what does that represent? The Levana. The Levana represents the moon and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what we have to think about. That's why we have to be Mechazik ourselves, that no matter what, in darkness, the Rebbeinu Shalom is always here. Have a good chance.